Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the mouths of many people seem to have the habit of going on active duty when their brains are on furlough. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study, and we welcome you to our Bible Meditations program. We want to return now to our study, What Does the Bible Say About Different Subjects? And this week, we're talking about what the Bible says about the church. Remember, the Lord made the promise that He was going to build His church. He also explained that the church is the kingdom. Those are exactly the same thing. When God, in eternity, thought about the sins of mankind and what man would do, He provided for us a hope of redemption through the church. And therefore, the church was in the mind of God eternally. The Ephesian letter, chapter 3, 10 and 11, makes that crystal clear. Then also, remember that the Lord said He was going to build His kingdom, or church, and that it would be built upon Him, not on some man. Man makes mistakes. Men are fallible. But that's not so of Jesus Christ. Therefore, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. We were looking at the origin and what the Bible says about the origin of the church. We noted that Old Testament prophets told about the coming of the church that would include both Jew and Gentile. The plan of salvation was for Gentile people, just like it was given for those who are Jews. The church then came into existence, as we read in the second chapter of the book of Acts. The Bible teaches that the kingdom came into existence at this time and is not now an event that we're looking forward to, but rather one that has already occurred. The people on the day of Pentecost who obeyed the gospel, Acts 2, were added, verse 47, to the church. Now, if the church didn't exist, that would be an impossibility. The Colossian letter, chapter 1 and verse 13, tells of people being delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The kingdom is the church, as we have already noted. Then also note the fact that the brethren at Colossae, Colossians 1, verse 13, had already been delivered from the power of darkness and were translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That just means that when somebody today tells me that the Lord is going to come back and set up an earthly kingdom, I'm aware of the fact that that's an impossibility. How could He set up the kingdom if people were already in it? Colossians 1, verse 13. Revelation 1 and verse 9. John was already a companion to others in the kingdom. Well, what does the Bible then say about the origin of the church? It came into existence the second chapter of the book of Acts. All right, what does the Bible say about the importance of the church? There are many doctrines that teach the church is not important. Do you ever hear anybody say this? Well, the Lord wanted to establish His kingdom, but men rejected it, and so later He's going to set up His kingdom. That would just mean the church was not really, or the kingdom was not really that important, and that the Lord could postpone the coming of the kingdom or church, and there would be nothing wrong with that. However, the Bible teaches that God in eternity planned His church and His kingdom. Now, do you believe that God is so weak that he would promise to establish his kingdom, and then, because men didn't want it and rejected Christ, that God couldn't keep his word? That wouldn't sound at all like what the Bible teaches about God, does it? The Bible teaches that God is powerful, and that God doesn't depend upon mankind to carry out his wishes. God knew that he could make a promise about the coming of the kingdom, and he could keep his promise. And so it's impossible for God to lie, and God doesn't depend on man in order to fulfill his promises. He does what he believes is the thing that he wants to do, and you and I better recognize that he doesn't depend upon us to keep his word. Well, not only is it true that God planned it eternally, that tells us how important it is, but also the prophets told of it 700, 750 years before it came into existence. That certainly indicates the fact that the Bible is inspired of God, and God will keep his word. He'll do what he promised to do. How important is it? Have you ever thought about this? The church was so important that it was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. What value do you place on the blood of Christ? Would you say that the blood of Christ is something we really don't need? It's something that really isn't that important or that significant? Or would you say the precious blood of Jesus was not shed in vain? Christ died for the church. Paul called the Ephesian elders together in Acts 20 and verse 28, and he told them, "Take heed unto thyself and to the flock of God, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood." He purchased the church with his own blood. You know, we determine the value of a thing by the purchase price. Somebody says, "Oh, that's a valuable car. How much was paid for it?" The purchase price. We look at a painting. "Oh, a valuable painting. How much was paid for it?" The purchase price. The church that Jesus built. How much was paid for it? The blood of Jesus. So then it doesn't make a great deal of sense, does it, when somebody says, "Oh, you can go to heaven without the church. You don't need the church. We get along without the church." Do you really believe that God allowed his Son to come into the world and to die on the cross to buy the church, and we could bypass the church anyhow? We don't need it. We can get along without it, and we can please God without the very church that his Son died for. Well, you know as well as I do, that is not reasonable. Is the church important? There isn't any question about it. The church is vitally important. And the Lord intended for you and I to be a part of it so that we might have the opportunity of salvation. If I were to make this comment, "The saved are in the church," would that be a proper comment? Well, let's see what the Bible says about it. Paul in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 10 said, "I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." The salvation is where? In Christ. Well, I read in the Ephesian letter, chapter 5 and verse 23, that Christ is the Savior of the body. Christ saves the body. That's where salvation is. The Lord adds the saved to the church. That's where the saved are. Does it sound to you then, my friends, like the church is just an afterthought? It's something that really we don't need anyhow, that all of us could go to heaven if the church wasn't even established. We could forget about the church and its importance. Christ did not shed his precious blood for a non-essential. The church is important. That's what the Bible says about it. We appreciate studying with you today. I hope that once again you'll be listening tomorrow as we continue our study. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.